Welcome to The Flourish Frequency, the show where we activate and amplify the frequencies of success, joy, and abundance. I'm your host, Beth Larson, a high performance and quantum success coach. If you're ready to ditch the hard hustle and embrace a more effortless flow, then this is the show for you. Together, we'll tap into quantum thinking, harness the laws of the universe, and unlock the secrets to living a life of more. More joy, more energy, more passion, more money, and more meaning. No more simply surviving, we're going beyond thriving. It's time to flourish. The Flourish Frequency Show starts now.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to co-host this fabulous show, and I want to say this to you. One of the things that Beth is going to talk about today on the Flourish Frequency, I'm going to say it up front. In my corporate job, whenever the year came around and the goal setting thing started, telling you, I would cringe. And everybody would come out with these smarter and acronyms for this. And we would go through a process. And along the way, many of us that wanted to innovate, many of us that wanted to bust through the mold, we got stuck in a process that we felt we didn't understand. But today, I have a sense of why I didn't understand it. Today's show is juicy dreams versus smarter goals. I can't wait to see the sound waves that looks like. Beth, let's go, because I don't know if you've had the same corporate experience that I've had, but I never understood the process of setting smart goals and yet being told you must innovate. Am I alone?
No, not at all. Not at all. And yes, I have a feeling we had very similar corporate backgrounds. I was a queen of smart goals.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I want to start out of the gate by asking you, we're going to dive into this, but there is a difference between, just say the word juicy for me.
Go juicy.
Right? Juicy dreams. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah.
But yet we've been groomed to do something else. Tell us the difference from where you sit.
Yeah, between juicy dreams and smart goals. Well, for people who aren't familiar with the smart goal analogy, I'll just put that out there first. So if you're not familiar with it, S stands for specific, M is measurable, actionable, realistic, time bound. So whenever you were creating goals for an employee or for yourself, you know, if you followed the SMART acronym, you were doing a really good job in creating goals that people could realistically create for themselves. And, you know, there's a place for SMART goals in certain times. But what I have found is that when we start with SMART goals, this is where we get stuck, because we end up playing a very small game. Right? Juicy dreams are really almost the antithesis of the SMART goal. It's where you start off in that creative energy. And for me, you know, this was a huge insight for me personally, when I started to recognize and realize really where feminine energy and masculine energy come into play to create in the creative process, to create something new. And that's creative space and that creative energy, right? For myself, and where I start with all of my clients, is really tapping into that. And honestly, with women, I find a lot of us, we've lost the ability to dream, but that muscle has atrophied because we're used to playing realistically.
It leads me to a recap of what we talked to last week, because I want everybody to know this is called, so I just want to be very clear. This is the Flourish Frequency, and we're going to be breaking that down. Just those two words, flourish and frequency. Mm-hmm. I just did a practice with someone, and I'm telling you, I couldn't get the word frequency. Of course, I knew I was doing this show, but you, in the previous show we did, you talked about there's a difference between thrive and flourish. Now, I'm a victim of it. I almost thought about changing my tagline after the first show, because my tagline is talk radio to thrive by. But yeah, you got to go back 20 years where I was.
Yeah.
I was in the world, anybody to talk radio was angry, was condescending, Do you understand?
Yeah.
The landscape on this network, right? So yeah. I got me the Thrive. But I don't, I understand now, I really mean Flourish. Can you explain the difference before we get going here?
Yeah, totally. Flourish is that place that incorporates all goodness of thriving. So thriving, there's a, again, thriving is not a bad thing, but just like you're describing, there's a little bit of, there's like that masculine energy of pushing. I have to do certain things to make it happen. And a lot of times you'll see or hear people saying things like thriving on conflict, thriving on drama, thriving on, you know, it brings in that energy that's a little bit more combative, if you will. And that's an overuse of masculine energy. If you have to do certain things to thrive, then you're overuse in the masculine, right? Because it's having to protect and forge the way forward. But flourishing is that place that has all the success with thriving, but it happens with more ease, more grace, and a flow between feminine and masculine, because you have to be able to nurture and nourish that energy. Allows you to have a power, but not force, right? If you're familiar with power versus force, I know you are.
I love it. So I used your phrase. So someone asked me the other day, and you ever some days, Beth, and you're like really right on, and you give people a lot of detail. But then there are other days you're like, okay, one more question about the same thing. So somebody asked me about what's the difference, Pat, between what you all are doing now, your technology, how you're doing it, and this new tech that's coming out, this new look, this new feel. Mm-hmm. I said, in the words of Beth Larson, we are thriving now and we are going to flourish. I mean, I'm not kidding. And you know, there was no follow-up question.
Interesting. Yeah.
But it was the first thing that came to mind, because that's really true for us.
Yeah.
How many people, in your estimation, you know, I'm not asking you for a number, I'm just asking you for a pattern, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
You and I both work with people, coach people. How many of us just feel okay settling?
Oh.
Now, thriving is a version of settling in some ways, but you understand. Yeah. And I want to get back to something you said. You and I discovered the same thing. Women coming out of the past 3 years, mm-hmm. they are powerful, and atrophy has set in for a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah. But the beautiful thing about atrophy is it's a muscle that can be built up still, right? It's not gone. It's not gone completely. Just needs to be exercised.
Oh my gosh. I so love that. You know, when I got my two new knees, right? So you get two new knees, and before that, you're strong.
Yeah.
Believing that state that you're in not only can be overturned, you can come back better. Isn't that really the conversation today as we step into talking about juicy?
Yeah, you have to work muscles that you haven't worked before. Sometimes you have to pull back a little bit. There's an energy that when you pull back on something, it's building energy. So as long as you don't, you know, let me just use some sports analogies here. Think about all sports. If you are pulling back with the football as a quarterback, throw it, right? You're gaining momentum here, pulling back the game, right? But this is where a lot of people drop the ball, because the tension, they can't handle the tension. But that tension's creative energy that will pull you forward.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I play a sport that's not like that, but I can tell you exactly, you know, multiple situations in sport that I play where I pull back, and as I was ready to come forward, I flew ping pong, my table tennis bat across the room. So I totally get that. You know, and it really ties into what I want to get back to ask you about. Yeah. When I was in the corporate world, I didn't have the frame of reference I have now. I didn't really understand the vibrational consequences and opportunities to this conversation. But I knew intuitively, anytime we had to do SMART goals and we brought a paid consultant, it was agonizing. 9 times out of 10, it didn't get us to where we needed to go to the corporation, because we couldn't really dream. So how do you feel about SMART goals? I mean, I would like to take them, put them in a little all and throw them away. But sometimes I'm a little extreme.
Yeah. The reason why so many companies use them, though, is, well, think about it. It's because it's manageable, right? And they can manage it and they can put you into a box and define you as either good or bad, or, you know, give you gradients maybe. But it isn't really empowering people to go for it, you know, to really let themselves go into expanding into what's possible. It's just more based on what's predictable. And that's not the potential that exists out there in all of us.
Yeah.
You know, we have so much more.
And it is an overuse in a masculine energy. It really is, because it becomes so very black and white. I mean, you know, I used to design corporate performance management system. I hate to even admit that on air, but, you know, and one of the things that we can never get across is the idea that whatever you do, you've got to create, you know, you've got to be able to have a space for creativity and innovation. And I want to ask you about this, because the opposite energy for me, and I can imagine this, you're walking into a room and you say, hey, everybody, 2024, the year of more, let's have some juicy dreams. Let's talk about that frequency. What does that mean to you? And how does it incorporate the kind of energy that has created enormous, enormous innovation? Now, can I just be clear about something? Maybe you can piggyback. Just because we're saying masculine energy and feminine energy, we're not talking about men versus women.
Absolutely.
I just want to be clear. Don't email us in advance. We're talking about something else. Can you please explain that a bit?
Yeah. And we all have both energies within us. And it is important. You know, I think we talked about this a little bit on the premiere too, is like the importance of flowing between the two and understanding when to use each as a strength, either energy within you. And that's what it is, an energy, either energy within you can be overused or underused. And it's not about a perfect balance, but it's about knowing what the signals are and when to notice when something is being overused. So for example, you know, feminine energy is very much that creative energy. It's imaginative. It's dreamy. It's nurturing. It's nourishing. The masculine energy is bold and courageous, and it can also be protective if it's being overused. Excuse me. But if you consider that the feminine energy doesn't need to be protected, it needs to be allowed to be stewarded forward. That's where masculine energy can come in, and you can lean into the masculine energy. You can lean into the courage within you. You can be bold so that you can steward forward the dream. Because a dream on its own, if you're just in the feminine energy, just dreaming away, but never lean into the masculine energy, the dream never goes anywhere, right? It just stays forever a dream. On the other hand, if you're living in all the masculine energy and not leaning into the feminine, either, you know, you're putting a cap on how much bigger you could go, because you're not letting yourself expand and imagine outside of what you can see. And you also could end up in burnout if you're not going in back into the nurturing and the nourishing.
Yeah.
So being able to flow from one to the other is how you create something new. I mean, let's face it, masculine energy and feminine energy are necessary for creation, right? That's how we as human beings create. We have masculine and we have feminine. But again, it isn't about male versus female. It is about the energy here of creating something new.
Yeah. I love this. I have a friend that's a chef, top chef. I have two chef friends. One of them top chef. The other one is a chef and a playwright now. Both of them are, one is a man, one is a woman. And what I've experienced with them, having the opportunity and the honor of being in the kitchen with them. See, I've only known them for the plate that comes out.
Yeah.
When I get that plate and it's got the little flowers on it and just the right proportion of beautiful, delicious, sorry, I'm going to apologize to y'all now. Beautiful, like, juice on it. It's just absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah.
And then I go in the kitchen and see how that's developed. I'm telling you, I didn't think I'd last 5 minutes in the kitchen. And I watched this, Beth. Yeah. I watched everybody and what it took, everything from the delicacy of the sauce. And I watched this. What I felt was masculine energy. And then at one point, something shifted. Here's what happened. They went to plating.
Mm.
And I've watched both my woman friend and my man friend. And I had a taste of a juicy vision.
Mm.
It did require both. But if the masculine energy would have come forward at the time of plating,
yeah,
that flower would have been crushed. And I'm not sure. But you see, this is just one aspect. How did we talk about this now? Both of these people had visions for these two plates. One of them actually won a Michelin award.
Wow.
And I watched it. But let's take that to our lives. See, we don't think we're allowed to have juicy dreams, do we?
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because again, we're taught to be realistic and reasonable and responsible. So that's just the box that we put ourselves in, or we've been put in, and don't realize that the door to the box is open at any time. You can go outside of it.
Let me ask you this question. When we're talking about SMART goals, letting them go, and we're going to talk about juicy later on in the show, but when we're talking about these things, you know, one of the things I'm really struck by is what emotions the word juicy dreams, right? And there's an acronym, and we're going to go over it. But what I'm really, really struck by is just saying it makes you want it. And yet, it's so hard to even begin to start. What have you found when you're working with people to flip the mindset on the conditioning and grooming from SMART to juicy? What have you found?
Yeah, the biggest, and I don't love using the word challenge, but the biggest struggle I see people, you know, come with is taking them from the head into the heart, because the heart is where the juicy dreams actually lie. And that's when they're in the head about it, they're going back into the SMART goal. And they really, there's that resistance to want to let yourself dream big. So it takes really going, taking people into the heart and saying, at the end of the day, what would you love?
Mm-hmm.
What would you love? And if you just keep bringing them back to that, what would you really love? Not what do you think you have, or what do you or think you can do, or what do you think you can have, but what would you really love? That start there. And that is such a hard thing for some people to let themselves go there, but they get there. They get there eventually.
Have you been there? I'm just curious to ask you. I mean, sometimes we do these shows and people think we haven't had experiences in our own life, but I do know that we show up and teach those things which we've had to learn. And I'm assuming you've had to have a little self-education on this, right?
100%. Absolutely. You know, and what I recognize too is that resistance to wanting to go there and letting yourself say it, it comes really from a place of we don't want to be disappointed, or we don't want to disappoint, one of the two. And so rather than do either of those, if we just don't go there at all, then we can't be disappointed or disappointment. And that's that overuse of masculine energy. It's trying to protect. But you know what? This is where the masculine energy can show up and steward it forward instead by being brave, by being courageous, by allowing yourself to recognize I can handle disappointment, because I can actually also shift the way I look at it. What if it's actually nothing to be disappointed in, if everything's always leading me forward in some way, shape, or form?
You know, I love this. Both, you know, I grew up in a family where back when I was growing up, for women to participate in sports of any kind was kind of unique. But I happened to go to schools and live in an environment where softball was a thing. Softball in New Jersey is a thing, people. I'm just saying. It was a thing, and it still is a thing. And what I realized is in that experience, there was so much I learned. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that energy is masculine, but a lot of how we play was a collaboration. We learned so many things when we can experience my language, winning and losing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's equally valuable. You learn what not to do in the process.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I get a lot of grief every time I say this. And, you know, I do believe winning and losing is a real thing. And I think they're vibrational. And I think they have frequencies. But what is the flourish frequency? How does that evaluate? And can you, even at the breadth and the depth of that one point you just couldn't get, can you still flourish? See? This is the conversation now that we have to, these are the conversations we have to have with our kids that are highly competitive. You know, you play a sport. This is the understanding and the mindset shift, because losing something doesn't mean you're a loser, does it?
Exactly. Exactly. And how many times have you lost something and in hindsight, you look back on it and you're really glad that you didn't, that you didn't win it, right? Because in hindsight, you recognize it was leading you in a different direction. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Job loss, number one thing. Yeah. Losing your job, you think, I lost. We use that language. I lost my, did you lose your job? Your job didn't go anywhere. It's not lost. But we say lose our job. My experience in that, and I think yours maybe too, is moving off of that job, even after 24 and a half years, I wouldn't be here talking with you if that didn't show up, right?
Totally, totally. Same thing. And if you're making the job your source, it's like you can lose a job, but you can replace it. Like it's not your source. You're your source.
Not only does it become a source, let me tell you something. I worked for what once was the phone company, the largest monopoly on the planet that we had to break up. Mm. But not only was it a source, it was our identity. Because can you imagine, no matter where you are, what you're doing, can you imagine the word juicy when you start to describe your life? Beth, before we go to break, and then when we come back, we're going to get, I just can't wait to talk about this. How do people find out about you? What is the best way for folks to work with you?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you go to my website, BethLarsonCoaching.com, that's Larson with an E, you'll see on there, there's a work with me page and it shows the different programs that I have, the membership to working one-on-one. So there's more there at the website. So BethLarsonCoaching.com.
When we come back from break, Beth is going to walk you through, what does juicy mean? What does smart mean? And what is the commonality and the differences? Is it simply a mindset, or are there real designated, practical, cool results? Comes. I think there is. Let's take a short break. When we come back, get ready for juicy. We'll fight back.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the Psychic Explorer. And I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the Flourish Frequency Show with me, Beth Larson, every third Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to activate and amplify the frequencies of success, happiness, and abundance so you can live a life of more joy, more energy, more passion, more money, and more meaning. For more information, visit BethLarsonCoaching.com.
Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world? Of course you are. Tune in at a higher frequency with me, Trish Smith, multidimensional channeler, for an hour of nourishment on pure intuitive talk to unlock your way to high frequency living and healing for peace. The human experience is full of choices pulling us constantly. Pure intuitive talk serves as a reminder that we have the power to choose love over and over again and are able to laugh at the same time. For more information about me, visit pureintuitiveguide.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to The Flourish Frequency. This is a fantastic show belonging to Beth Larson. This is about how to activate your energy and amplify your life. And really, the distinction here for everyone is on flourish, but flourish as a word, as an energy and as a frequency. And you're going to hear lots more about that. You know, today we're talking about juicy dreams versus smarter goals. And what Beth has been able to do is create an incredible business for herself as an entrepreneur, but also to help individuals and groups and organizations elevate. You know, as the show says, how to activate your energy, no matter where you are. You don't have to be like at the, you don't have to be a chef, no matter where you are. Maybe you're like I was and under a year ago, really on a court, really depressed, knowing this is what she does, activate your energy, amplify your life. Again, Beth, tell us a little bit more about this. And I think I was correct in saying you work with individuals, teams, organizations, mm-hmm. right? Tell us about that. And again, how people can find out more about you and really explore the possibilities with you. How did they do that?
Yeah, definitely. So I do work with individuals. I do one-on-one coaching. I always start when I work with somebody with a month container, because that gives us a chance to really, in the course of the 6 months, have the stopping strategies show up and the limiting beliefs and all of that. So it helps us to really redirect and reprogram. So whenever I work with somebody one-on-one, it's at least for 6 months at the beginning. From that point, it depends on the individual and where they want to go. With corporations, I've actually, one of my greatest joys has been where some of my one-on-one clients have actually hired me on to coach their teams then. And that actually is really exciting, because that is a great way to see how the energy gets compounded, how the frequency gets compounded and grows. So that's a big part of what I do.
And I want to just make a statement about this. Having come from a sports background as a coach, I coach softball, I coach table tennis, but having come from coach table tennis teams, coming from that background, the ingredient that is missing is what we're talking about here today. It's the juiciness. It's the way to coach, let's say, a sports team, for example. Yes, of course, we want to win, but how do you get to win if your frequency is not aligned? And that's what we're talking about today. Let's just get into juicy for a minute. Now, it's an acronym, SMART, but I don't know what it is. Tell us.
Okay. So juicy is an acronym, like you said. The J stands for joy driven. So that might seem overly simplified, but at the end of the day, if you have a dream that actually puts a smile on your face, lights your heart up, and makes you just so happy, then that is a great quality for a juicy dream. Right. That's how you know that you're in that expansive energy and not contractive energy. The U stands for unrealistic, unbelievable, and undeniable. So all three of those. If you have something that is unrealistic and unbelievable, it's going to force you to go into the imagination. And the imagination is where all the real creativity exists. So to be able to look at it and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I will not be denied this. That's the undeniable. My heart really wants this, and I have no idea how, but I will not be denied. I'm going to now have to go into imagination and creative energy to be able to allow this dream to take off, right? The I stands for both inspired and inspiring. So the word inspire comes from the Latin inspirare, meaning to breathe life into. So if you are inspired and inspiring with a juicy dream, you have something that you can breathe life into, meaning you can actually take actions to bring this dream to life. But this dream is also something that breathes life into you. There is a circulation of that energy. So it's something that, oh, every day I wake up and I'm ready to go for it because this dream is breathing life into me. The C stands for colorful. I use that to mean basically that you could describe it using your senses. So not just colorful, but you could close your eyes and describe this dream by how it looks, how it tastes, how it smells. It starts to evoke the senses combined with the imagination. Now you're tapping into inner senses, and that starts to really bring it to life because it gives it depth. So when I have somebody creating a juicy dream, it's tell me every single thing about that juicy dream from a sensory perspective. And also emotionally, right? So not just what does it look like and taste like, but how does it make me feel, both tactilely, but also viscerally? How would it make me feel? And that goes back to the joy driven, yeah. Right? And then the why is your why. So what is your why for this? And what is your intrinsic why? What is your extrinsic why? And if there's an external why, that's actually not a juicy dream. An external why is the why that is the should, or it's somebody else's why, right? Like you should lose weight, or you should look a certain way, or you should be at a certain level in your career. If that's not something you truly desire, then should it out the door. It's not a juicy dream. If it's intrinsic, it's deeply personal to you. It's something that really it's your reason. I would love this. And if it's extrinsic, that just means that it's a why that might be bigger than you, which means that, you know, often we're prone to giving up on ourselves, but if there's something bigger than us pulling us forward, then we have a reason to keep going and push through our own resistance. So what I mean by that is it might look like something like, you know, maybe there is a foundation that you want to start, or a charity that you want to contribute to, or, you know, maybe it's that you've got health goals for yourself personally because you want to be healthy, but also because you want to be there for your daughter when she gets married, right? It's like, that's an extrinsic why that's bigger than you.
Yeah. I love these now. And, you know, here's what I discovered in preparing for the show. And I don't really have a complete resolution to this. Mm-hmm. On a day-to-day basis, and if you were to step into our offices here and walk into our production room, we have two amazing new people just joined us a week ago, let's say. We already had, you know, two amazing other producers and another amazing staff. We already had that. Mm-hmm. And what I've noticed, you know, for myself now back here is I do a lot of interaction that has to do with where are we with something. Mm. And what I realized yesterday is that we have not done a great job to really carve out regular time to talk about juicy. In your way, your acronym, yeah. Because that's the way to let people know what they're part of.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
To help folks. Yes, of course, you have to learn your job. Of course, we have to keep, you know, meet. But what's our why?
Yeah.
And like, why do you do that like that? Because sometimes we'll get hit with, why are you doing that like that?
Yeah.
And my immediate answer is, first of all, it's a long answer. And secondly, it's not the right question.
Yeah.
It, you know, and the question is, really, can you explain how that came to be? Right. But a lot of times in corporate environments, we go to the place or the point of most resistance, question what people do, how they do it, why they do it, and especially if they don't do it on time. And that is the smart way.
Yeah.
So the question is, what have you discovered, especially for CEOs? I mean, I had my own aha moment this week where on the calendar, we're going to get more time to talk about Juicy.
Oh, I love
I'm
that.
Not going to be interested in what you're doing with what client on what date.
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Yeah. You know,
how did we get to the point where I'm so excited every day about what's on the horizon? How do we share that? Do you see what I'm saying? So it can't just be, especially if you're a leader, lip service. You've got to really demonstrate some stuff, don't you think? I mean, help me out. Help me out here. I may have to do a session with you on this.
I love that this is where this is going, actually, for a couple of reasons. You know, one, the question itself isn't necessarily a bad question. It's, is it coming from masculine energy or feminine energy? Because if you ask the question, why did you do that, from masculine energy, that's where it can feel like, what were you thinking kind of energy, right? Versus if you're coming from feminine energy, which is curiosity, like, tell me more about that. What were your thoughts? It has a different feel to it. So the energy behind the question itself can change the, but not just the energy of how it feels between the individuals, but also the perspective that you're asking the question from. So if you're in problem solving, I got to figure out what you did wrong or right, and how do we fix it? That's overuse of masculine energy versus tell me more about that, which leads to opening up to getting somebody's thought process, which also then opens up to somebody thinking differently than you do. And that's creativity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I love this. Last night I said to Linda, because I had this little epiphany. My problem is when I have these epiphanies, I get so excited. So I said to Linda, I want to have a pizza day in the office. Okay. My friend Linda is the best solver, solution, triple Virgo on the planet. So I'm like, what do you think about us having a pizza day, right? We bring the pizza in. So Linda's already into how do I get it done? So she says, do you know if everybody likes pizza? I'm not kidding, right? Watch how this plays out, because isn't this the difference we're talking about?
Yeah.
It's not like one is right, one is wrong. There's a different perspective. And so it's a question of, does everybody like pizza? I said, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know any people that don't like pizza, but I mean, well, where are we going to get the pizza from? Is there good pizza places here? And I'm like, there's got to be good pizza here.
Yeah.
Well, how do we get everybody to take lunch at the same time? So now, question, these are all valid.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I had a juicy idea. And Linda, of course, wants to make it happen. So I've known her so long that all of this still fueled me to have even more excitement about the pizza lunch.
Yeah.
But to also think about, you know, celebrating, right?
Yeah.
Two of our shows just won awards.
Wow.
And so this is part of learning how to step into juicy. And I want to talk to you about that next. This frequency, everyone, Jay has a frequency, you has a frequency, I, C, and Y, they have frequencies.
Yeah.
How do we integrate the brilliance of a Linda who now hears this juicy pizza idea?
Yeah.
Because what we've literally done is somehow combine both, but I'm not sure what that sounds like to you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, it is letting that juicy part expand even more. Like, why do you want to do that? What's the reasoning behind it? What is it that you want to accomplish with that? What do you want to get out of it? From the curiosity place, that's letting that expand so that the structure can come in so that it can actually happen, right? So Linda could come in and support that vision that you have for why you want the pizza party and why you, what you really want is you want celebration. You want everyone to feel acknowledged. You want them to feel special, accomplished, all of that, right? So the pizza is just the mechanism through which that's happening. And so now she can go to town with the execution of it, if you will.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're right. She never asked me, why do you want to do that? No, she went into the mode of, she didn't say, oh my God, that's a brilliant idea. But she went into the mode of how can I help you make it happen? You see, this is what I think now, I'm in the feminine, when they work together, right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, like I've coached people, I've been a manager. And when you're on the firing line, and I've seen my friend who is a doctor, like a real, like a doctor in the operating room. And I know this person outside of the doctor, but I'm telling you, when you see her in the doctor emergency room, hello, get the oxygen, da 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 da, right?
Yeah.
But let's bring them both together, because do they each have a role to play, and can they live under one roof?
Absolutely, they can. And again, you need both. You really do need both. One without the other is incomplete, and it will not actually cause creation of anything, right? So I look at, for me, I've redefined smart and made it smarter for me. So for me, smart means the S stands for structure. So if you're using your masculine energy to maintain a creative structure versus problem solving, that those are two energetic structures that are not the same. Problem solving will shrink and can get overused, right? But it also has a tendency to create problems to solve. So we unintentionally, many of us actually live our lives creating problems to solve, because we get a hit of accomplishment out of that, right? But that's actually playing small. If we maintain our structure in creation, then we're always actually continuing to look differently at things. And that is an expansion of energy. So that's the S for me. The M stands for mindset mastery and metacognition. So metacognition being able to notice what you're noticing at all times. As a masculine energy, it's being able to pull back to stay in the vision, stay focused on the vision of what you're creating, and notice, are my thoughts in alignment with that? Am I focused on the creation, or am I focused back on the problem? If you can't do that, if you're in it, you have to be able to be paying attention to the whole process from that space of, I don't want to say disconnection, but from the space of awareness. Right? Noticing what you're noticing. The A is aligned action. So we do need action. We need to be taking action to be able to bring things to life, but isn't an aligned action, right? And is there energy, is the energy behind the action an energy of inspiration and aspiration, or is it an energy of desperation? Like, which one is it? So taking aligned actions, if we're saying that the vision is this, but we're taking an action in a completely different direction, that's out of alignment. So how do we take, and what's the next aligned step to take forward for this dream? It's not needing to know the whole path. You don't, you just need the next step, because the next step will come after that, and will come after that. And you might start to get 2 to 3 steps ahead, but you don't need it. You don't need it to get things going. The R stands for relevant. You know, is it relevant? It does. Is it related, the action that you're taking? And that's another part of alignment. The T is transmuting triggers into treasure.
Oh,
that's a whole episode here. Oh,
we have to do that as an episode, please.
Yes. Yeah. And the masculine energy is the one that can do that, because the masculine energy can handle being triggered and recognizing that there is treasure on the other side of that trigger. So and can actually help you move through it and get into a place of responsiveness and reaction. So, you know, oftentimes if we're reacting, we're just pivoting to what is instead of staying focused on the creation and responding in a way that can continue to have us moving forward. The E, so smarter, E is emotional intelligence. That is, our emotions have intelligence, and what is that intelligence that it's giving us, and how do we use that intelligence to navigate? So our emotions at all times will alert us if we are moving off track, They're going to tell us if we are starting to get out of alignment, if we've fallen asleep at the wheel and we're no longer in the metacognition state. So if we're tuned to our emotions and really paying attention to them, we can use them to navigate back. And then the final R is a regulated response. So that really is working with the nervous system, right? So when the if we're in the trigger, then we're going to react. But if we are regulated in terms of the nervous system, then we will be able to respond.
I love what you've done, because what you've just done now is you've helped our entire conversation today integrate both masculine and feminine energy in that. And what I picked up is, for a lot of people, you know, when they think about structure and they think about mindset and they think about different things, you don't say masculine, feminine, but what you've done is created a way for us to self, I'm going to say this, take ourselves and grow more. Because if we can incorporate what you've just said, especially about response and react, it's so important. And all of us, especially here in the network, you and what you do and working with organizations, us in coaching people, you know, the hardest thing when we coach our host, especially in the area of social media, is trying to prepare them for this. And you, it's hard because you're doing such great work and all it takes is somebody to write something, right? I mean, I've been doing this 20 years, so people have written a lot of stuff. But what you're talking about can be used in the families. Being used in the workplace. It can be used to master whatever parts of life we have. Certainly my doctor friend in that operating room probably does everything you've said real brilliantly in a nanosecond. And you can use them for simple things, right?
Absolutely.
But part of this is being willing to make that change. Isn't that key? Isn't that a primary factor in everything we're talking about?
Absolutely. It's being willing to be uncomfortable until things become comfortable, right? Because you're going into unfamiliar territory. If you're used to doing the SMART goal way of life, that's become familiar. So it's comfortable, right? So doing it this way is not comfortable at first because it's unfamiliar. But if you're willing to get comfortable with the uncomfortable, it becomes comfortable over time. And then you will never go back to doing it any other way. I know I won't. I will not go back to living the SMART way.
I will tell you, I'm still a work in progress. I mean, when you work in corporate America for a really long time, there are still some things. But I will tell you the one thing that I've learned that I will never go back. And that is the J, joy-driven. If... no matter what somebody wants me to do or how they want me to do it, if I can't feel that starburst of joy, even in thinking about it, that's a flag for me. Beth, thank you so much for today. I want to make sure we mention again, how do people get a hold of you? How do they find out more about what we've talked about today? And then I'd love to know your personal message.
Yeah. Thank you. So you can find me at my website, which is BethLarsonCoaching.com. And I'm actually running a Meta Mastery up tonight. If you want to drop into that, you can find out more information on the website there about that. And invite everyone listening to just take a look at the way you've been operating in your life from the space of curiosity, not space of the overuse of masculine, trying to figure out what you've done wrong and how do you fix it. You haven't done anything wrong. Just be curious about how you've been operating. And if you've been locked into that cycle of accomplishment and achievement, but it's no longer fulfilling or fun for you, there's an easier way. But it will require you to do things differently than you have and to be willing to just play with this different way of being and tapping into it. So I'm here for all of that. If you want to look at doing things differently, if you really want to get into the space of flourishing and not just thriving, then Let's talk.
I love it. And your website is very clear. I love it. And it really talks about who you are and what you do, especially when you're talking about more energy, more joy, more passion, more connection, more meaning. Last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
That you don't have to just survive, and you can go beyond thriving. You can go to flourishing. It is a frequency. You have to tune into it just like you tune into a radio station, a station on the radio. There's a frequency to it. So you have to turn it on in the first place, and then you have to tune in. And that's my invitation is, are you turned on and are you tuning in to the frequency that you desire? Are you watching what you want to watch? Are you listening to what you want to listen to? I mean that both actually and also, metaphorically.
Yeah. And I want to just say this last thing is, and this is what Beth represents. You know, I had a mentor that said to me once upon a time, Pat, you cannot take people to a place you haven't gone yourself. Mm-hmm. So when you hear Beth Larson talk about this, she has been there. She's good at what she does because she's been there. The things we're talking about, the potholes, the rising up, the frequency change, the reason she is a master at it is because she understands the antithesis of it. And when you know what that feels like and you create a way to move beyond it, that's the absolute flourishing that we're talking about. Beth, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you so much.
I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you. Remember what we said today. It was a lot here. I'm hoping that Beth will create something that she can put on her website so we can get more detail on it. But listen to this again and remember, juicy is something that's already in you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the Flourish Frequency Show with me, Beth Larson. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and are leaving with a heart full of inspiration and a mind buzzing with the possibilities of more. Tune in every third Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio for more frequency-boosting conversations. And if you want more help getting into your Flourish flow and stepping into the possibilities of more, you can find me at BethLarsonCoaching.com. That's BethLarsonCoaching.com, Larson with an E.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.